Dear students, this is Tamil Vendan, a computer science teacher from AECS Jadugudha. Nice to meet you all during this virtual connection mode. Good. Now, I'm going to explain something about Python comments, beta comments. C-O-M-M-E-N-T-S, comments, right? We all know what is the meaning of the word called comment. But we are going to study about the significance of comments in Python code. Is it required? If so, in what way? Normally, you know, we always pass comments, right? Sometimes the comments has some meaning in our life. Sometimes comments should be ignored. Okay, I'll tell you in a lighter vein. In an examination, for example, you're going to sit in for in your board examination. You must have already experienced it in your 10th standard board exam. The rule says that you should not write anything in your answer script except the answers for the questions asked, right? In other words, comments are ignored. Comments should not be given. You are not supposed to write anything apart from the answers. Comments like writing about yourself, and to make it in a very lighter way, I'm telling again. Sometimes, no, we go for evaluating the papers. That time we find some very funny comments like, students may write, sir or madam, I'm from a poor background. Please help me if I have to pass in this exam. Like that, they used to write some comments. Do you think that we evaluate them? No. Those comments are ignored, actually. The comments are ignored, right? You cannot give marks for that. You got the point? Fine. So, similarly, in a Python program, we can write a comment, because the comment explains the Python code. What you are going to do inside the program, you are going to give it as a comment. So that if someone sees my program, he or she will understand. Fine. This is the purpose of this code. Acha, this author has written this for this particular purpose. That is the whole idea behind it. Right? Because I work for in a professional environment, I work for a software designing company. I am assigned a task of writing code, a program, right? So when I start writing, I should write comments everywhere so that in the later on, even myself, if I look at my code, no, the comment will help me. Achha, I have written it because of this reason. That's it. On top of it, for example, I get elevated. I go from this place to some other place, maybe in the same organization or in some other organization. I just go out of the desk. Someone comes and occupies my place and he opens the program. When he reads, no, if the program is without comment, no, he will be clueless. He will be breaking his head. What's happening here? What has he written? Whereas the ethics says that you write proper comment. So when he sees the comment, he'll have an idea. Good, my predecessor, my senior has written this for this particular purpose. Right? That is the basic purpose of a writing comment. There are two types of comments. Sometimes the comments are very simple. In a single line, you can write a comment. For example, I say that my comment is, this program explains Fibonacci series. This program calculates the greatest common divisor, GCD, of two numbers. So that I'll prepare myself. The first line in my program is a comment which gives me an idea what this program speaks about. Okay, now there are two types I told you. One is a single line comment, then multi-line comment. More than one line is called a single multi-line comment. A comment should start with hash symbol. Remember, hash symbol. Good. Right? Hash, then I can write, this program explains whether a number is prime number or not. That is a single line. Within a single line, I can write that. So it is preceded with a hash symbol. Okay. Sometimes the comment goes for about 3 to 4 lines. Then hash, 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 3 to 4 lines. You can write it. It is cumbersome process. What to do? So if the comments are lengthier, you can enclose them within triple quote. See, first time you are listening to triple quote. You have seen what is a single quote, what is a double quote. Triple quote is something beautiful. It's three times single quote, right? It becomes triple quote. You specify that, then these commands are ignored. When you run the program, these commands are ignored. Only the proper Python statements are evaluated by the interpreter. Commands are ignored. And on top of it, makes your program readable. That's more important. It makes your program readable. Fine. You can understand. Now, obviously, another very important point is the commands, they used to prevent execution when testing the program. For example, I've written a program with 10 lines, students. 10 lines I've written a program. If I run, I want to check only the first three lines. Is there any error in the first three lines? I want to check. But I have written a program for 10 lines. What can I do? Very simple. From 4th line to 10th line, you enclose them within triple quote. Then they become comment. You can ignore them. Run only the first three lines. Good. Then you can remove those triple quotes. You can proceed further. So these are all about comment and their uses. When you start writing program, you try to include comments. Right, when you read some tutorials also, right, through online mode, when you read tutorials, you'll find a lot of comments, right? That'll give you a fair idea about the comment and its purposes, right? Okay, dear children, very nice to convey the information about comments. Thank you. Meet you soon in some other module. Thank you.